We're doing the Drashat Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. What page are we over there?
Noon.
Page Noon in the Beit Hayayin edition. Page Noon in the Chazon Yoel edition. And today's learning was dedicated in honor of Chava Dorit, in honor of the what? 21st wedding anniversary. Hashem should bless them. Her husband is radiating here. And Hashem should bless them with many, many more years of joy and tranquility and happiness and nachat. So now we'll come back to the point at hand. And we want to explain now that miracles are supportive to the concept that chidush, the world, is something that was created. It's not something that always existed. If there's a miracle, so then obviously there's an element of God's control, God's creation. Valashgacha, so God is watching over what's happening in the world. If there's a miracle, so that's indicative of the concept of hashgacha. Valayediya, and that God knows what's going on here. Ritzoni lomar yediyat hapratim, meaning God knows the details of what's going on here. Because obviously God's knowledge of what's going on here precedes the concept that God is watching over what's going on here. He first has to know in order to watch over. And because the great miracles, the famous miracles that would really quell the claims of people who want to deny, but on the other hand, these great miracles do not occur in every generation. You don't have a Yetzias Mitzrayim every year. You don't have 10 Makos every year. Because we're not fit for these miracles every year. Or it's not necessary in every generation. So because the famous, fantastic miracles do not occur often, so Hashem said, I want you to commemorate these miracles consistently. And God was very stringent with this, with regard to these mitzvot. Hashem said, everyone must bring a paschal offering. The paschal offering commemorates the great miracles of Mitzrayim, and on this one mitzvah saseh, Hashem says, if you don't do it, chayev kares. Hashem says, if a person has chametz in his house on Pesach, chayev kares. V'tziva lichtov ha'inyan b'mezuzot ha'batim. Hashem says, every doorpost has to have a mezuzah. Declares monotheism. I always say, people have flags outside their home. Every Jew has his flag. Our flag is monotheism. That's on our doorpost. V'lania, before we continue, you guys know my story. We went through the story about... Imagine we were all back in the time of Exodus. We discussed once, if we were all there, and we'd say, how do we keep this commemorated so our children, our grandchildren, for all generations, everyone would know that that this happened. So one guy says, let's all wear a baseball cap that says, I was there. Okay? Another guy says, no, we should each have a t-shirt that says, I was there. A third guy says, no, we should each have a flag outside the house. A fourth guy says, well, no, let's have a declaration, just like the kids say in school every day in the United States when I was growing up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, right? Okay, so let's have every morning, every person makes a declaration. I was there, there was Exodus from Egypt, and God took us out, and another guy says, wait, but on the anniversary, on Independence Day, we have to do something big. You know, you make a mangal, you do whatever you do, and you tell the kids, this is what happened. So if you look around, that's exactly what we do. And that's what the Ramban is about to say. We don't wear a hat that says, I was there. We wear a tefillin that says, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We have what we put on our arm. That also Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We have the mezuzah about monotheism. We have on Pesach, the anniversary, Independence Day. Every morning and every night, we say, we make the declaration, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So what more could you want? The Torah gives you every angle to commemorate what happened. So because it's so important, because the miracles attest to the basic concepts of Judaism, that God's involved, that God created, that God knows what's going on, so it's fundamental. So Hashem gave us every angle to commemorate it. God says, I want you to place this declaration on your arm corresponding to your heart, on your head corresponding to your brain, which is where the neshama lies. We make this declaration orally every day. As the Talmud says, the declaration, the commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim is biblical. The reason we have to say Emet V'Yatziv or the third parasha of Shema and it's biblical is because we have to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. And so too the institution or the custom that every day we say Az Yashir in public. Because we commemorate the Exodus and we give praise over it. And we all know that there's this concept of mitzvot tzichot kavana. When you do a mitzvah, you have to have intent. If you just do it and you don't think about what you're doing, that's not a mitzvah, right? It's a gemara, it's a halacha. If a person does think about what he's doing, what's he really doing in the mitzvah? He pays a dinar, he buys a mezuzah, knocks it into his doorpost, and then he thought about what he was doing, he analyzed it, he was focused, so then what's he really doing when he puts the mezuzah on his doorpost? He is declaring that monotheism is so. Uvchidush olam, he's really declaring God created the world, that's what I'm saying, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he created the world, and he says in Vayayim Shamoa, that he's going to pay back those who do the mitzvot, he's going to pay back positively, and he's going to punish those who transgress. Uvashgacha, so I'm also saying that Hashem watches over the world. Now the Ramban seems to learn that the mezuzah is also connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Inside the mezuzah, we don't make mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mezuzah just has the parsha of Shema and V'hoyem Shemoa. I think what the Ramban means is that the concept of putting a mezuzah on the doorpost is connected to the doorpost that we smeared with blood in Mitzrayim. He doesn't say it overtly, but that's what I'm assuming. That just like we smeared blood on the doorpost and that was our protector inside Mitzrayim, where we took the Egyptian god, the Egyptians and the Jews until Yitzias Mitzrayim worshipped the sheep. So now we slaughter it and we take the blood and we put that on the doorpost. And we say, I don't believe in this anymore. Now, we don't have to say, I don't believe in the sheep. We have to say, I do believe in Hashem. So, I do believe in Hashem. That's the mezuzah. So, I think, although the Ramban doesn't spell it out, he keeps saying that the mezuzah connects the Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does it connect the Yitzias Mitzrayim? So, I'm thinking maybe that's what the Ramban meant. Yitzias Mitzrayim oral koleil ora shlema milvad sheyeda ki chesed elokim rav mod al osei ratzono. Yitzias Mitzrayim attests to these basic concepts, aside from which a person knows that Hashem has great kindness for those who do His will. Shotzianu me'oto avdut lekavod gadol. He took us out of that slavery to great honor. B'zchut avotenu akadmonim achafitzim li'ra oto. What was the merit that got us out of Egypt? Not our own merit, but the merits of our forefathers who did do Hashem's will. Like Hashem says, and like we say in Haggadah, it was the merits of the forefathers that took us out. Hine b'mitzvah kala. So if a person thinks about what he's doing in one small mitzvah, putting up a mezuzah, hoda b'chol shoshei emunah v'ashlimut. Here, in one small mitzvah, he's already shown that he believes in the fundamentals of Judaism, the fundamentals of wholeness within Judaism. That's why our sages taught us, be careful with a light mitzvah like a heavy mitzvah. You can't know the wages of the mitzvos, because the mitzvos in general commemorate the miracles, the kindness that Hashem did for our forefathers and us. And really, intrinsic to every mitzvah is the declaration that I believe in Hashem's running the world and all that comes with it. ולכן נעבוד אנחנו והכתובים נוהגים גם כן בכל מצוותינו יציאת מצרים, כמו שאנו אומרים בקדוש יום, זכר ליציאת מצרים. And that's why when we do our mitzvos and the psukim declare and we declare in the mitzvos that they're all connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. For example, we do Kiddush, which is about Shabbos, day of rest, we always say, זכר ליציאת מצרים. So We have to know that the mitzvos are not only Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. The idea of Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim is that the mitzvos are indicative of the basic concepts of Judaism. Mitzvah by mitzvah, if you think about it, is indicative of all the concepts. You just have to think about it. If you think about what you're doing, you realize that the mitzvot are connected to the fundamentals of Judaism.